The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Before we even start here, I want an apology.
Oh, sorry. You weren't on the email. I just forwarded it to you. However, it's been on the soft for quite a while.
Has it?
Okay. Yes.
I am very guilty of not reading through email sometimes. And yes. Kristen gave me a very condescending, stern, like, I sent you the email yesterday. And I just want the apology.
I did send the email yesterday. You okay. were not on it because I knew right. you wouldn't help decorate.
Okay. That's fair.
That is okay. fair.
And I apologize for that.
And I apologize for thinking I had you on the email, but you were not. That's a story for tomorrow. You will understand we're planning a party. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and I use those terms loosely for people in this room. There's an imposter among us, we have to figure out who the imposter is.
Okay.
And the only way we can figure that out is by playing the imposter game.
The world-renowned?
The world-renowned, the world-famous imposter game.
The imposter game is just the one happening in my head, but I think it's called imposter syndrome.
That is correct.
I think all of us.
Do all of us have that?
Yeah, probably.
Well, imposter syndrome? Well,
yeah. No.
You do not?
Nope. No. I used
Good
to.
For you.
Really?
Not anymore because I started looking at other people who do things similar to me. And there are some geniuses out there. And there are some people who I'm like, what do you mean you don't know the difference between a reel and a story?
I feel like I have fooled everybody for an entire career.
Yeah. I think once I realized that half the people are faking it and there's no one person who will know everything. And in fact, there is no way to be a guru or possibly know everything. I became a lot more comfortable.
Huh.
Now, if I went to work at like CNN, I would definitely be an imposter. But in this situation, I'm great.
Sure.
All right. So I found this on Smosh. So at Smosh, they are like a comedy group, right? And they played the imposter game. And I'm like, we got to attempt to do this on the Burt Show. So the people playing, it's going to be Burt, Abby, Mo, and Cassie, all right? And our intern has the bucket with the items, the pieces of paper in it. So before she passes them around, I'm going to tell you how we play this game. So there's four pieces of paper on there. On three pieces of paper is the same word. It's a person, place, or thing, all right? It's the same word. So three of you will be in the know. You will know what this word is. And one person will receive a piece of paper that has the word imposter.
Okay.
So you have no clue what the other word is. You just have imposter. So you have to try to sell it that you know what the word is. All right. Mm-hmm. So each one of you, you're going to go around and you're going to say one word to describe what you're reading. Okay. So, for example, here they are playing the game. See if you can figure out who the imposter is. There's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three people have the same word. One person is the imposter.
Ocean.
Swimming.
Wet. Clown. Family.
Movie.
Farm. Water. Fish.
Dentist.
Wide.
It's a Rasha.
It's a Rasha.
Why?
Wide?
Guys, think about it.
No.
Okay, what's yours? You do your last word.
My last word is Ellen.
Okay, Arasha.
So she said wide, and everybody automatically knew she was the imposter because their word was Nemo.
Okay.
So if you heard their words, all of their words describe the movie Nemo, Finding Nemo, and she had the first couple of rounds, but then they realized like she's the imposter. So you are going to listen to each other.
Okay.
And so Bert, Mo, Abby, Cassie, you're going to try to figure out between the four of you who the imposter is. And the listeners can play along as well.
When does the imposter get called out?
Whenever you feel like you know who it is.
Okay.
At any point in time, if you think you know who the imposter is, you can call them out. All right?
Got it.
So go ahead and pass out. Go ahead and select your piece of paper, letting you know if you have the word. And don't tell everybody what it is. That kind of defeats the purpose of the game.
My word's imposter. What does that mean?
Oh, my God. If you did that, that would be so bad. All right. And we're going to start with Bert.
Okay.
And you're going to throw out the first word, and then you're just going to go around the horn. So Bert, Abby, Mo, Cassie.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be as fast as them, right?
No. That was edited way down.
Okay. Band.
Yellow.
Music.
Trombone.
English.
Cheating.
Great.
British.
Divorced.
Jumbotron.
Ice.
Screen.
I think I know who the imposter is.
I do too. Okay.
Is it? I was going to say Mo.
So I was going to say Cassie.
I was going to say Mo also.
I was going to say Bert. No.
All right, hold on a second.
Are we too dumb for this game?
Maybe. Okay, let's go around the room one more time. Everybody throw out one more word, and at the end, you guess who the imposter is.
Okay.
Don't mess up. Paltrow.
Startup.
Chris.
Tech.
All right, who do you think the imposter is?
Okay, now I think it's Cassie.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Good job. All
right,
well, wait, what was the word?
Coldplay.
Oh.
What was startup?
Like I was thinking about the cheating scandal with the astronomer CEO.
Oh, and that's why I said tech. Yeah.
Okay.
Ha, okay.
Tech is what you laid a trap and I walked right into it.
All right, we got one more. We're going to pass them around.
Did you say trombone, Cassie?
That's because they were saying yellow and stuff.
That's
and
also when I thought maybe it was you. And then you said ice. And I'm like, how does ice?
Cold.
Yeah, somebody said yellow and band. And so I was like, trombone.
I knew cold would throw the imposter. That's why I did that. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. So everybody has, it's a person, place, or thing that you have to describe again with one word.
Okay.
And you got to figure out who the imposter is.
Okay.
This time we're going to start with Cassie, who was the imposter last time.
Jewish.
Huh. Strong.
Imposter.
Cocky.
Short.
Arrogant.
I already have a guess of who I think it is. Eloquent.
You're the imposter.
Yeah, I think Abby's the imposter.
Is that a joke?
No.
I'm not the imposter.
Okay. Dashing.
Harry.
Are you the imposter?
I am not.
Oh, we're down to two.
I think I know it.
Talented.
You better not be the imposter.
Atlanta.
Mo's the imposter?
I am. Yeah.
What was the word?
Bert Weiss.
You use the word talented.
Strong. I said strong.
Wait, arrogant didn't
you? I didn't say no.
Oh, you said arrogant, and I was like, damn. He's trying to get a rise out of the air.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.